Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Dutch with Isaac Stonefish. His new book is America Second, How America's Elites Are Making China Stronger. Isaac is not only an author and a journalist, he's also the CEO of Strategy Risks, answering questions about how to work with China, especially this anxiety people have, will I lose business? Now, big news organizations worry about China. It's not just Hollywood. Bloomberg worries about China. Forbes magazine worries about China. And Isaac has detailed anecdotes about that. The Washington Post, everybody has to worry when putting journalists into China or trying to write about China in a way that displeases the leadership. However, we come now to the American people. And have I written this number down correctly? 89% of the American people, when polled, believe that China is either an adversary or is extremely competitive to the point of challenging. Is that 89%? Is that still current, Isaac?
It's a very high number, whatever it is, surprisingly high. I think the experiences of the pandemic, learning about Xinjiang, and understanding that American exceptionalism might have a timeline on it has really radically shifted the ways that Americans have thought about China.
What's surprising is that the men and women who led the change of opinion about China are not with the 89% of the American people. All right, three possibilities presented. What is to be done? We either yield to China, we overthrow China, or we contain China. Right now, I can't say which one we're following. Can you, Isaac? And culturally, we don't need to worry about the politics of the moment. Culturally, where is America on China now?
You mentioned in the beginning how things are shifting day to day, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine has really made people second guess ties to China because they're understanding, well, if China invades Taiwan, will there be this quick forced decoupling of an economy that we trade more than 25 times more with than we do with Russia? And I would say it is right now an amalgam of all three. And we're waiting. You know, I know you said we'll skip the politics, but the politics on this are so important. We're waiting for concrete strategy from the Biden administration as we're having this conversation now for them to tell us how do we see China. But then also you have the idea of there's strategy that you discuss in private and then there's strategy that you speak out publicly on.
The puzzle then also about corporate America and China. Since 2012, there's been a decided retreat from the vision of big profits to be made in China. Again and again, we hear this about big tech retreating or feeling compromised or damaged or challenged and making deals with China to hold on a little bit longer. And I believe that that is fresh, Isaac. That was not there in 2000, 2001 when corporate America was leading the charge into China. They've been burned. Do they have the opinion they've been burned, or do they prefer not to talk about it to their investors?
They prefer not to talk about it. And I think we're going to see some pretty pointed shareholder lawsuits against U.S. companies for what they did or didn't do, what they did or didn't disclose vis-a-vis China, that I think could start changing the calculus there. I think another thing that we're seeing, which we didn't see before, is because it's so popular to be critical to the party right now, U.S. business executives who want to run for office are starting to shift their tone and then coming out and saying, ah, I was always critical of Beijing, and that's why you should elect me to Senate in Pennsylvania or, you know, this House race in Ohio. It's fascinating to watch.
Also, there are anecdotes now that make it all very puzzling about how completely China has taken advantage of the U.S. There's a prosecution of an esteemed Harvard professor who was chairman of the chemistry department and who is now very ill. That suggests that China has penetrated to the top ranks of universities. Are universities, we have about a minute, are universities rethinking their relationship with the Chinese Communist Party or with Shanghai, you know, the apparatus of these state-owned enterprises?
They definitely are. But what makes this so tricky is that we don't want to go too far to the side of suspecting everyone with China ties. We certainly want to be very careful against discriminating against Chinese or Chinese Americans. And I think for this to be successful, there has to be strong debate in universities about these pairings. And you know, my viewpoints on this are very clear. They're very critical to the party, but there needs to be a lot of opposing viewpoints as well, because that's the way to get not to unity, which is problematic, but to consensus.
We've come a long way since the anecdote that Isaac provides of Fox Butterfield, the very famous New York Times correspondent, asking to study Chinese many decades ago, mid-20th century, and was told by the librarian peering at him over her glasses is the scene that Isaac gives us, saying, isn't that a dead language? A long way here in the 21st century. The book is America Second, How America's Elites Are Making China Stronger. Isaac Stone Fish is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.